Shoftim Perek Tes Pasuk Gimel Avimelech is beginning a whisper campaign to try to get power and, in a manner of speaking, a throne over Klal Yisrael. But he started small with Shechem, a city where he was known, where his mother came from, where he had kin who were going to work on his behalf. Lahavdil, maybe not Lahavdil, many great wicked dictators in world history have used this kind of a strategy to start small where they are known and then expand their power base once they've got a secure base in the first place. In recent memory, Adolf Hitler, Yimach Shemo, started on local levels, winning local elections. After his first disastrous attempt to take over the entire country at once, he instead started to win local elections for mayor and city councilmen, getting his people into office all across Germany before he started making a push for national fame. He got the party known, and then he moved on from there. Other politicians, dictators, have started in that same way. And Avimelech, also a wicked man, is no real exception. So, Vayadabru Acheimo Olav, Bosnei Kol Baalei Shechem. As Avimelech had instructed, his mother's brothers, his uncles, spoke about him in the ears of the masters of Shechem, Eis Kol Hadvarim Ho'ela, saying all of these words that he had written for them as a script. Vayet Libo Macharei Avimelech, and their hearts were turned towards Avimelech, or after Avimelech, Ki Amru Achinuhu, because they said, he is our brother. This idea that Avimelech is one of us, but also the Malbim adds, because he also comes from Yerubal, and he was a hero. However, it wasn't really on the thought of good for all in any kind of way. Lo mipnei tovas haklal, says the Malbim. It wasn't because they really cared about the public good. Really, what they are trying to do is worry about themselves. Kyomru achinuhu. So any finer emotions or motivations that they may have had were really swamped by the selfishness and the lookout for number one attitude. I was recently learning in Malachim about Rechavam at the time when Yeravam and Rechavam split the nation. And it's fascinating that Rechavam refused to listen to the elders who had advised his father and went only to the young guys, that it says the Kitanim, the Yeladim, the boys that he had grown up with. And it says in the Malbim there as well that they gave him very poor advice because they were really only interested in their own godless and in their own aggrandizement. And so frequently the venal personal greed gets in the way of the good of all. And in the case of Avimelech, there were very few good points about him. Although he's massively talented and magnetic. So what happened? Pasuk Daled, Vayitnu lo shivim kesef. So the relatives of Avimelech have convinced everybody that he's a good guy and he's a suitable leader. And they gave him 70 pieces of silver, mi base ba'al bris. The 70 pieces of silver came from the temple of the Canaanite god Baal Bris that they worshipped. This is not a very good thing. So not only are they paying him money, which is going to be blood money in the end, but they're also taking it straight out of the coffers of Avodah Zarah, which is cursed money in one way of looking at it anyway. Vayiskor bohem Avimelech anoshim reikim ufochazim. And Avimelech used the 70 pieces of silver to hire worthless and fickle men. Pachaz kamayim libeich. It waves, it ripples, pachaz. It's not calm and steady, but rather it's upset and roiled up, jumping from branch to branch. The word pochazim also comes up, I believe, with Eliyahu HaNavi. How long are you going to jump from Baal to God and from God back to Baal? Pick a side. Anoshim Reikim is a phrase we're going to see again when we talk about Yiftach. And generally it means, you know, not just Ronin, not just the masterless samurai, but in this case, men of no great worth of any kind. Vayelchu acharav, and they followed him. Another bad sign showing that these men were willing to follow a man like Avimelech who has murder in his heart. Pasuk hey, vayavo beis aviv afrasa. And so then he went to his father's house. Vayavo, Avimelech went to his father's house in Ophrah. So his father's house was in Ophrah, along with his 70 brothers, as we will see in just a second. He went there, perhaps under the guise of some kind of friendliness. They see their brother coming. Unlike Yiftach, who was the son of Isha Acheres, and his own brothers threw him out of the house, there's no sign that Avimelech had been somehow ejected from the family. But when he showed up, Vayaro Gesechov, Bnei Rubal, Shivimish, and he murdered his brothers, the sons of Yerubal, 70 men, al Evan Echos, on one stone. But Vayivaser Yosam ben Yerubal Hakoton, ki Nechba, only the youngest one, Yosam ben Yerubal, had hidden. Because he hid himself, he wasn't caught by Avimelech and his hired murderers who had come with him. Avimelech, the 70 pieces of silver, the Me'am Loewe suggests, are an indication that that's what they wanted him to do, and he did it with pleasure. The idea with killing them all on one stone shows that they were killed in cold blood on a rock. He captured them, he slaughtered them. They didn't try to defend themselves, they didn't get the chance. They didn't die in any kind of brave way. They were killed like animals or prey or carrion just on one rock, which is a terrifying sort of quality to Avimelech that he can do such a thing. And it says he killed them. It doesn't even mention the other men he had with him. So it was all done by him, and he had no problem getting his own hands bloody as he did so. And now Avimelech is going to try to become a king. But Yosam ben Yerubal survives, and he is going to do everything that he can to prevent it.